مارك السهابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Surah Yasin, verse 45 is where we are at. And in these verses, just to give you a slight introduction, as you've known previously, we've spoken about the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. We spoke about the earth. We spoke about the skies, meaning the creations within the skies. So it is the sun, it is the moon. And when we came then, we spoke about the ocean, the sign in the ocean. Wa ayatul wa Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in verse 41, wa ayatul lahum anna hamalna dhurriyatahum fil fulkil mashhoon. And a sign for them is that we boarded their children at the laden ship. This year was included in this. Mufassirin have mentioned at the time of Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam that everyone was, besides for those who were saved, everyone else was totally finished and brought to ruins, as Allah Azza wa Jal had wanted it to be so. But the children of Adam alayhi salam had been saved, and they were brought onto this ship. Nuh alayhi salam then came in, and the ship moved and saved everyone who boarded the ship. The rest who mocked and scoffed and made a mockery of Nuh alayhi salam, of course, they were amongst the losers. So Allah Azza wa Jal gives you all of these lessons. Why? So that we may improve our lives and we may become better people. In these verses which are going to be recited, the addresses are the people of Makkah Mukarramah and those who disbelieved. They were given motives. Do this, the rewards are this. Do this, if you don't do it, punishments are this. They did not take heed. They were warned against such major punishments, but they said, no, we will go together, like Hazrat Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam's son, who said, I'll go there on the hill and I'll take refuge there. Today, there's no help besides for Allah Azza wa Jal. So like this, people thought and they used their logic. And if you see, the first one to apply his logic was the jinn, and that is Shaitan. And when he did this, he became a total failure. And today his mission is to make all of us losers too. Our mission should be that we follow and we take heed from the mission and the vision of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that we may be successful. So on the one end, you have what is correct. On the other end, them who is trying to put the end of this light of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِعُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They wish to extinguish the light of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah rejects. وَيَعْبَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah will ensure that his nur continues. The rays of the nur, the rays and the beautiful sharia will continuously go ahead till the day of Qiyamah. Yes, it will become stranger, fewer people following, but we have to remain firm and hold on, inshaAllah. Do not have ulterior motives and focus on the mission vision of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that you may take heed. This verse 45, Surah Yasin.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا قيل لهم اتقوا ما بين أيديكم وما خلفكم لعلكم ترحمون. وما تأتيهم من آية من آيات ربهم إلا كانوا عنها معرضين.
So that was verse 45 and then verse 46 also. وَإِذَا قِيلَ, when it is said لَهُمْ, when it is said to them, اتَّقُوا, that fear, مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيكُمْ, fear, save yourselves from what is before you, the punishment before you, and in this world, the punishment in this world that is going to, that may occur. So that is the meaning of ma bayna aydikum, the punishment of this world that is before you, ya. And wama khalfakum, that is which is after that, that which will come after you. That means after you pass away. Why must you do this? Why must you fear in this manner? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that you may be shown mercy. So that you may be shown mercy. So, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّقُوا مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَمَا خَلْفَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. When it is said to them, fear that which is before you. So before you means the punishment in this world, before you die. And wama khalfakum, that means after you pass away, that is the everlasting punishment. If you pass away with no iman, if you pass away with iman, you will get a taste of the punishment. And that it's not a taste, because it's going to be so many years then. And it's going to feel like it's going to be permanent. But one day Allah will rescue you and take you out of that pain because of that la ilaha illallah that you believed in. So, wama khalfakum. And why must you do all of this? Why must you fear the pun, beware of the punishment that is in this world and the punishment that is going to come after that? La'allakum turhamun, so that you may be shown mercy. If you go back, just the previous verse, verse 44. Remember, Allah Azza wa Jal said, "Illa rahmatan minna wa mata'an ila hin," unless there may be mercy from us. If there is mercy from us, then they will enjoy, and unless we let them joy for a while. So mercy, that is one, you become saved in this world, the year after, that is Allah's mercy. But if Allah Azza wa Jal decides that, you know what, let's give them some rope, so that is just the gradual beginning. And that is when the punishment actually comes, it's going to come suddenly. A person is enjoying something his whole life and suddenly things change. Go ask that rich person who became poor how difficult it is. He grew up, born in a rich family, living rich. Now he has to live. He can't manage it. It's too difficult. It's depressing for him. But that person who grew up in poor conditions, living, learning to live with basic bare necessities, now when he's older, if he became rich in the interim and he lost everything, he'll say, well then, that's how I began. I began like that, in just surviving on basic necessities. So, the rahmah of Allah is what is what we are searching for. And ya la'allakum turhamun, so that you may be shown mercy. So when Allah Azza wa Jal decided that no, we will drown them, wa inna sha' nughriqum fala sariqa lahum, there won't be anybody then to listen out, there won't be anybody to respond to their cries, nor will they be rescued, wa la hum yunqadun, they will not be rescued. So there, so verse 43, then verse 44, illa rahmatan minna, except mercy from us, wa mata'an ila hin, and that is, we will let them enjoy for a while. We will let them enjoy for a while. So year two, if you want success for you and I, what message, what lesson can we take? Let's fear a punishment in this world. See the floods in different countries. Homes have been wiped off. Cattle totally now cannot be found. Drowning. Or drowned already. This is what happens when Allah's mercy is taken away. Everyone. That is why people ask, how is it possible that birds make dua? What would be the interest of a bird to make dua? The fish in the ocean. What would be the interest of the fish? Because when punishment comes, then it comes to everyone. When the salihin, they strive towards pleasing Allah, good conditions comes. So good conditions means good conditions for them too. So And then Allah Azawajal says in verse 46, وَمَا تَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ. And there comes to them no sign from the signs of your sustainer, but they turn averse to it. This is the reality of us insan. When it is told to them, fear, they don't want to. They don't take heed. And when the signs come, when and there comes to them no sign from the signs of your sustainer, but what happens? It comes, but they turn averse to it. So may Allah Azza wa Jal protect us, grant us mercy, and have mercy upon us. Because when this mercy is taken away, then exactly what we see, everything just turns, goes in a state of chaos, and it becomes chaotic. Allah Azza wa Jal protect us. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.